You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's start with the markets. Indian benchmark indices BSE Sensex, NSE Nifty 50 are likely to open on a flat to negative note today on weekly F&O expiry, as SGX Nifty was in red ahead of the session. Investors will look at Q1 GDP fiscal deficit data for direction. Global cues were negative as US stocks ended the month of August with their fourth straight daily decline on Wednesday, cementing the weakest August performance in 7 years as worries about aggressive interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve persist. Meanwhile, Asian stocks fell in early trade on Thursday as a hawkish drumbeat from central banks reverberated across markets, supporting the dollar and pushing up bond yields. Moving on, after a gap of over 2 years, the centre has reported a fiscal surplus of Rs. 11,040 crore and a revenue surplus of Rs. 42,509 crore in July, thanks to buoyancy in tax collections and reining of revenue expenditure, even as CAPEX continued the robust momentum. The last time India had a fiscal surplus was in March 2020. The fiscal deficit in April-July of the current fiscal came at 20.5% of the budget estimate for FY23, down from 21.3% of the corresponding target a year ago, aided by higher net tax revenues and moderation in revenue spending as the centre tightened fund releases by linking it to actual progress in spending of previous releases. The centre, which has put a thrust on CAPEX to boost economic growth, continued the momentum by almost doubling the spending on year in July to Rs. 33,606 crore, while it invested 62% more on year in April-July at Rs. 2.09 trillion. In other industry news, beleaguered low-cost carrier SpiceJet on Wednesday saw widening of its losses on a year-on-year basis during the January to March quarter of FY22, as well the April to June quarter of the current fiscal. The airline reported a net loss of Rs. 458 crore for the quarter ending March against Rs. 235.3 crore in the same period a year ago. During the April-June quarter, net loss stood at Rs. 789 crore against Rs. 729 crore a year ago. Meanwhile, the airline's CFO Sanjeev Taneja resigned on Wednesday. The airline said that the board has identified a candidate for the CFO's position and the vacancy shall be filled in September. SpiceJet had delayed announcing the results of its fourth quarter in 2021-22 due to a ransomware attack. Total revenue from operations during the January to March quarter was Rs. 1,865 crore, slightly lower than Rs. 1,877 crore reported in the year-ago period. In another development, in a relief to Reliance Commercial Finance's shareholders, the Supreme Court has allowed its voting process to go through, saying any unscrambling of the resolution process will not only prove time-consuming, but may also adversely affect the debenture holders who have agreed to a negotiated settlement. The court said that the dissenting debenture holders should be given an option to accept the terms of the resolution plan or pursue other legal means to recover their use, while setting aside the Bombay High Court judgment that had allowed the shareholders to carry out a voting process based on the debenture trust deeds signed in compliance with the RBI's 2019 circular that is aimed at time-bound resolution of stressed assets. Meanwhile, data sourced from Tracxn showed that the capital flow into Indian startups declined for the fourth straight month in August to $1.27 billion as investors continued to stay cautious and cherry-picked companies which displayed strong prospects. While the slowdown was highlighted in the growth or late-stage companies of late, even early and seed-stage firms were thought to have surpassed the funding winter, having seen their deal volumes decline. Early-stage companies received about $388 million in funding, while seed-stage startups bagged just $81 million in August. This was lower than the $408 million and the $161 million they got in July, respectively, the data showed. Lastly, growth in the output of 8 crore infrastructure sectors decelerated sharply for a second straight month to hit a 6-month low of 4.5% in July from a year before, as a conducive base effect waned considerably. The growth was as much as 13.2% in June and 19.3% a 13-month peak in May. It may weigh down the growth of the Index of Industrial Production in July from 6.7% in June, given that the core industries make up for 40.3% of the IIP. According to the data released by the Industry Ministry on Wednesday, all the eight sectors witnessed a month-on-month slowdown in growth. Sequentially, the output of the eight infrastructure sectors witnessed a 2.3% drop in July. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.